Today's episode is sponsored by Adam and Eve. You know, I read so many stories about cheating partners and unhappy marriages. Maybe people wouldn't be in such unhappy relationships if they spent more time nurturing their love life. That's why you should check out today's sponsor, Adam and Eve. They've got toys for men, toys for women, and toys for... how should I put this? Well, it's not exactly r/am I the butthole, more like r/I'm in the butthole. And yeah, I realize that ordering adult toys can be a little scary because you may be concerned about privacy. Don't worry, Adam and Eve offers discreet and free shipping for your package. Trust me, these people are experts in your package. You can get 50% off on just about any item, along with free shipping and rush processing. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Then enter code r/ at checkout. That's r/, r/SLASH at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code r/ to get your discount, plus 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Use code r/. Welcome to r/Entitled Parents, where an entitled mom calls the cops on a funeral service. Our next Reddit post is from Too Many Kids, lol. My husband passed away unexpectedly last month. It's honestly the worst thing that I've ever had to go through. I'm now a single mom to children aged between 2 and 20. 2 days after my husband passed, my entitled mother came by, but she brought her 3 dogs with her, knowing that one of her dogs isn't friendly with children and knowing that I also have animals. We had my husband's memorial at a local park where we had been married. I struggled to hold it together, and besides giving brief hellos, I only spoke to those helping set up, and then I gave my speech. I approached my entitled mother when I saw that she arrived, said hi to her, and let her know that my brother, who's no contact with her, was also there. Later, I noticed that my entitled mother had left without even saying goodbye. A few days later, my 20-year-old son, who my entitled mother has never paid any attention to before, got a message from her asking him to come stay the week to paint her house. I spoke to my 20-year-old and my children's therapist, and they all agreed that it was too soon after losing their father to spend an entire week painting someone's house. Later that night, I called my entitled mother to chat about it, and she said, "It's been 3 weeks. You need to get over it." With that, I saw red. I let loose and told her that I'll never be over it. I then told her that I noticed that she couldn't even be bothered to say goodbye at the memorial, to which she said that she had to go because my brother was there, which made her uncomfortable. I reminded her that that day wasn't about her. I just let loose on that phone call. In the end, I hung up the phone. The next morning, I got a call from the cops saying that my entitled mother had called them and told them that I was trying to end my life. I was lucky because I had spoken to the same officer only 2 days prior, and she told me that she got the impression that I would reach out for help if needed, which is why she chose to call me instead of paying a home visit. And now, I'm going no contact with my entitled mother. Knowing her, I fully believe that the only reason she invited my son over is because she knows that he's been one of my biggest supporters. That way, she could retaliate against me for not giving her enough support at the memorial. After I went no contact, I found out that she told my other stepson that she only came because it would have looked bad on her if she didn't. Other people also told me that she kept yelling at my brother and complaining that I wasn't leaning on her for support instead. I am so glad that I've gone no contact. Our next Reddit post is from Alientine. I read this open letter to the city council in a local newspaper a while ago, and it made me laugh and cringe, so I thought that I'd share. It was a complaint from a father of a toddler girl. The gist of the letter was that when the garbage truck drove by his house in the morning, it woke up his daughter at 7 a.m., and she would be grumpy. This was a huge problem because she actually did need to get up before 8, and now he had to get up an hour early to get himself ready before his kid woke up. His suggestion was that the city council invested in getting some city planners to redraw the route that the garbage trucks drove, so that the truck would drive by his house at a later point than it did right now, so that it would match with his daughter's sleeping pattern. And the best part, you know how often the garbage truck drove past his house? Every other Tuesday. Our next Reddit post is from Cali Native. To add some context, I'm a 25-year-old woman. My parents are so crazy to the point where me and the majority of my family had to cut them off. For me, personally, I had to completely cut off my dad, but my mom calls me occasionally. My mom also tries to overstep, such as by inviting my dad to family events that he's specifically not invited to. The reason for this is that he tries to steer every conversation to talk about himself, and when people disagree, he threatens their lives. My mom does these things knowing that they'll cause an argument because she gets joy out of them. So, needless to say, sane people don't want these issues in their lives. My dad is delusional and narcissistic to the point where he thinks that he's famous and claims that everyone runs up to him for pictures and says that he's famous and someone he knows is making a movie about him. These are lies, obviously, because no one has ever seen this happen, so it's kind of a running joke. People laugh at my dad, but he thinks they're laughing with him, not at him. Anyways, on to the story. I have an apartment, and I didn't give my dad the address because we're not on speaking terms because he threatened my life because I didn't give him my personal info so he could take out loans in my name. So, like, obviously, that's a no. And also, I didn't grow up with him, so I barely know him. He's apparently told people that he owns my apartment and that he lets me live there. He likes to pretend that he's a big shot. So, I guess my dad told some people who needed a place to live that they could stay at his spare apartment. He got my apartment's address from a family member. I assume my mom, due to the fact that no one I know speaks to him. One day, I get a call from my apartment building manager saying that there's some people at the gate saying that they're here to move into my unit, and she wanted to know if this was correct. I was just as confused as she was, as well as the people that my dad sent to live at my apartment. Mind you, this is my place, I pay the bills, and I don't even know how they got my address. So I go out to meet these said guests, and there was a lot of confusion. It was three random, sketchy, older-looking men. I ask what's going on, and my building manager stayed because she wanted to know what was going on and wanted to help sort it out. And she also wanted to know who's moving in and who's moving out because she's in charge of leasing, and the building isn't that big, so we all know each other. The three men tell me that they're moving into their place, and they're here for the keys, and they say, "You're your dad's daughter, right? He said that you'd be out of the apartment by the time that we got there, and that the keys would be at the front desk." Me and the building manager looked around and said, "Do you see a front desk?" I asked to see their address, because we're thinking maybe they got the wrong address, but nope, my address. So one of the guys said that my dad kicked me out because I was freeloading, and he had me leave the keys at the non-existent front desk. At this point, all five of us are confused, but yeah, they had my address. At this point, I try to call my dad, but he's not answering. So I say to them, "I don't know how you or my father got this address, but I haven't spoken to my dad in about a year, and I don't know how I'm freeloading or what he's told you, but this is my place. I don't know what's going on. You guys need to figure it out with him, but regardless, I have no place for you to live. Sorry." They try to get me to call my dad, and I say no because calling won't change anything. It's not my problem, so I can't help you. And to be clear, the three guys didn't seem threatening exactly, just weird. I can hear one of the guys finally got in contact with my dad over the phone, and I can overhear my dad calling me a liar, and he's telling the guy to ask me to show him the lease. At this point, one of the guys and the building manager are all looking at each other like, this is weird, and the guy looks embarrassed. Today's episode is sponsored by ZocDoc. Life is full of compromise, but there's one thing in life that you should never compromise on, your own health. That's why I like to use ZocDoc to find the best doctors for me. That's how I found my personal doctor, as well as the pediatrician for my little girl. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doctor you want, you can book them immediately. No more awkwardly waiting on hold with a receptionist. My favorite thing is that you can see doctor reviews. I mean, who wants to go to a doctor who makes you sit alone in a room for an hour and then rushes out after barely speaking to you? I love using ZocDoc because, to be honest, it's easy and I'm lazy. Go to ZocDoc.com/RS and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/RS. ZocDoc.com/RS. Today's episode is sponsored by Liquid IV. I work out every week, so it's important to stay hydrated. Plus, on top of working out, I've got a 3-year-old whose favorite after-meal activity is to run laps, like the little psychopath that she is. Clearly, I need all the hydration I can get. That's why I like to use Liquid IV for my workouts and just for my daily drinking. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. With 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the #1 powdered hydration brand in America. And I mean, yeah, vitamins and electrolytes are nice and all, but what about taste? They've got white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and my favorite, lemon lime. Tastes great to me. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code R/ at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code R/ at liquidiv.com. Luckily, my manager stepped in at this time. She told the men that they must have the wrong place because she's the only one on the lease, so they have to leave and sort it out themselves. I can say that, despite them looking sketchy initially, they were as calm as they could be in this odd situation. Because, in all honesty, the only thing they did wrong was believing my dad. They thought they were moving into a free apartment, and if I was in that situation, I wouldn't be happy either. After apologizing and before leaving, I heard one of the guys saying, "I knew something was up. That guy's always lying." I asked the guy what my father told him. One of the men told him that my father said that he had a spot for him to move into, all furnished and all paid up for the rest of the year. He said that he kicked his daughter out because she's freeloading, but claimed that he couldn't get out of the lease. I said something like, "Well, my dad is a liar. I don't know what made him do this. I never gave him my address. He's not on the lease and I never talked to him. So I'm sorry, but I hope it works out." I don't know what my dad thought would happen. But, like I said, he's delusional, so he probably assumed that everything that he was saying was true. Or maybe he assumed that there was a front desk, and whoever was at the front desk would just magically let 3 random people into my apartment, and that I would have no say. It's all so crazy that I can't even attempt to understand it. There's just no use, lol. Also, I told my manager thank you, and if anyone ever comes in when I'm not home, please give me a call or call 911. If I have a guest coming to my house, I'll be home to greet them. Yikes, that is some crazy mental illness that your dad has. What's the term for that? Is it delusions of grandeur, where you think that you're some amazing, incredible person, but you're really just some mediocre dude? Our next Reddit post is from Kamunella. Okay, so this took place over the span of 2 years, but I'm going to try to keep it short. When this started, I was 14 and taking Japanese, and I was also one of the top students. So this one guy, the entitled kid of the story, asked me to help him on his Japanese presentation. I did, because why not? I met the entitled kid in the library every lunchtime for about a week to help him finish it, and I thought that would be the end of it. Nope. The entitled kid developed a crush on me, but I wasn't interested. I told him that, but he didn't want to give up. He started telling me how rich his parents were and how he could get anything he wants, to which I just told him to F off. The entitled kid ended up stalking me for 2 years. He knew where I lived, what time I woke up and went to bed, he knew what bus I caught, when I would get on and off the bus, and he even knew my entire timetable at school. Naturally, I was freaked out. But it just got worse over those 2 years. The entitled kid also mentally and sexually abused me. He was telling me that if I didn't hang out with him, he was going to kill himself and that it would be my fault. I was young and scared, so I didn't want to go to the police. I was scared for my life. So for 2 years, I put up with him. Until I finally had the courage to speak up last year. I went to the police and they told me they would look into it, and I also contacted the school and told them about his threats, so they got in contact with his parents. And oh my god, Satan is real. These entitled parents are literal demons. After the school got in contact with them, they blamed me for their kid's mental instability because I wasn't dating him and I refused to be his girlfriend. They were saying that I'm selfish because their poor baby deserves love and he's too good for me anyway. Then the police got in contact with them. I was very fortunate because other girls from my school had come forward to the cops saying that the entitled kid had abused them too. And there was even evidence with screenshots, so the police had to make a move. They told the entitled parents about the abuse, and their kid was put on the child blank offenders list. They went so effing wild. The entitled parents approached me and my parents after school one day, and the following conversation ensued.
Hello, you're OP's parents, yes?
My mom said, yes, we are, and I'm guessing you're the entitled kid's parents? The entitled father said, yes. We just needed to talk to you about your daughter's false accusations about our son. I just stared at them in disbelief while my mother was fuming and my dad spoke up. I'm sorry, did you say false accusations? Yes, how dare she accuse our entitled kid of such horrid things? I'm sorry, how dare I? How dare you raise such a hideous person? They both just stood there for a second, and the entitled mother got really mad.
It's girls like you that make the society so sensitive and easily offended. My poor boy did nothing wrong. It's stupid that boys can't express themselves in the way they feel nowadays. He just wanted you to go out with him, and you wouldn't, so it's your fault that this happened.
At this point, I'm crying hysterically, and my parents are absolutely disgusted that a grown woman would speak to a 16-year-old girl like that. Are you hearing yourself? Do you think that sexual abuse is okay? This is no joke, and you should have raised your son better. The fact that you're blaming my daughter for your son's actions just goes to show that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Don't you ever approach us again, and keep your sorry excuse of a son away from my daughter. My parents then walked away with me in tow, while the entitled parents were screaming profanities at us. I haven't spoken to the entitled kid since this all went down. He tries to approach me at school sometimes, but I just walk away before he can get to me. To this day, I'm still sickened by the fact that they thought that it was okay for their entitled kid to be sexually abusing girls. That he was just expressing himself? F off. Literally F off. I'm just glad that no one got seriously harmed. I just wish that both the entitled kid and his parents got harsher punishments, but maybe I'm asking too much. Did that entitled mom really try to make the argument that men nowadays can't express themselves? It's like, yep, only women are allowed to post on social media and TV and radio and literally every single platform on planet Earth. That was r/entitledparents, and if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.